Hi, welcome to today's program. This is Kennedy. We're living in God's Word. Today we're going to be reading 1 Corinthians chapter 12 from the Jesus Bible NIV edition. Review key takeaways and end our session with a prayer. Concerning spiritual gifts. Now about the gifts of the Spirit, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, somehow or other, you were influenced and led astray to mute idols. Therefore, I want you to know that no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God says, Jesus be cursed, and no one can say Jesus is Lord, except by the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them, and in everyone, it is the same God at work. Now, to each one, to manifestation of the Spirit, it is given for the common good. To one, there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom, to another, a message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit, to another, faith by the same Spirit, to another, gifts of healing by the one Spirit, to another, miraculous powers, to another, prophecy, to another, distinguishing between spirits, to another, speaking in different kinds of tongues, and to still another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit. He distributed them to each one, just as he determined. Unity and diversity in the body. Just as the body, though one, has many parts, but all its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we are all baptized by one Spirit so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slaves or free. And we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, for of many. Now, if the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it will not for that reason stop being part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it will not for that reason stop being part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts of the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you, and the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor. And the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty, while other presentable parts need no special treatment. But God has put the body together, giving greater honor to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body. But that is parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. And God has placed in the church first all of apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healing, of helping, of guidance, and of different kinds of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all work miracles? Do all have gifts of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? Now eagerly desire the greater gifts. Love is indispensable, and yet I will show you the most excellent way. This is the end of 1 Corinthians chapter 12. So let us pray. Father, thank you again for this wonderful passage, for showing us that we are all different, but we all form part of the body of Christ. We're all part of your family, the Christian family, under one God. And although we all have different purposes and different intentions, at the end we all must work together for the benefit of one body, the body of Christ. So as we speak and talk to others as fellow men and fellow women, fellow brothers and fellow sisters, let us all know that no matter what we do, what we think, what we say, it should all be aligned with your word, with your purpose, as you created us to be your people, to worship you and to praise you for now and through eternity. In Jesus we pray. Amen. This concludes today's reading and interpretation of 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We hope that you will join us again tomorrow. God bless you. This is Kennedy, your brother in Christ, always.